The content of the Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic is for informational purposes only. The content is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified health provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you have heard on the Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Show. If you think you may have a medical emergency, call your doctor or 911 immediately. Focus on Females does not recommend or endorse any specific tests, physicians, products, procedures, opinions, or other information that may be mentioned on the radio show. Reliance on any information provided by Focus on Females or others appearing on the show at the invitation of Focus on Females is solely at your own risk. Welcome to the Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic. Here we create clarity out of confusion and guide you through today's healthcare maze. Each week we'll focus on a different medical topic with a guest expert answering your questions. Future topics and guests can be seen at www.focusonfemales.com. Present your case to our experts by calling in between 12:30 and 1 on Sundays. To get involved with today's clinic, call now in Hillsboro, 813-289-1860. Anywhere else, 877-969-8600. Be proactive with your health. We're here to focus on you. And now your host, Dr. Stephen Maskin.
Good afternoon, everybody, and it's great to be here again this week. This is our second week with the Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic. Last week, for those of you who listened, we tackled migraines and headaches with Dr. Robert Wilson. And a quick review, some of what we learned is that with migraines, the brain is considered hyper-excitable, hypersensitive, and with a variety of triggers, this could set off a migraine. Dr. Wilson recommended keeping a headache diary with taking notes as far as what you were doing when the migraine initiated, perhaps looking over your diet, what you ate, what you drank, keeping a good close analysis on the scenarios behind your migraines and sharing that with your physician. You may be able to identify a new trigger or new factor in developing those headaches. Also, a potential emerging therapy may be Botox. We had a caller last week who received Botox for her migraines. It had helped. In addition, the use of oxygen therapy seemed to be significantly beneficial to her in cutting at least the severity of her migraine headaches. Today we're going to be talking about menopause with Dr. Karen Bray. But before we begin, as an introduction for new listeners, I'd like to just briefly review what this is all about, what Focus on Females is. And really, the Focus on Females Education Foundation is bringing educational programs to the public. The radio clinic is one of the educational programs. Its mission is to make everyone a lay expert in your own particular individual medical problems so you can become a better partner with your existing physician. And in so doing, your office visits will be more effective, it will lead to faster results, and reduced economic burdens to your family in the context of avoiding avoidable emergency and medical problems. We have two educational programs, the radio clinic that we have every Sunday, and the yearly symposium, the Women's Healthcare Symposium. These educational programs are becoming more and more necessary because of the enormous, bewildering amount of information that is being released weekly, new understandings about disease, new technology. And it could even be challenging for physicians to keep up with all the developments, let alone individuals who have not had formal medical training. So this is our task, our mission, is to provide you with some guidance as far as how to think about the disease, discussing new technologies. And again, this is a dynamic, interactive exchange. We encourage you not just to listen, but actually to call in, share your own personal conditions, your diseases, the medical problems you're living with, and just to seek guidance. We don't practice medicine here, but we're here as you could think of us as a medically trained individual in your family that you may share your personal challenges when it comes to medicine, and we can therefore guide you and perhaps clarify the confusion so that you may get that better partnership with your existing physicians. The Radio Clinic is a weekly radio show, as you know. As far as the annual radio symposium, the annual Focus on Females annual Women's Healthcare Symposium, we are now planning the fourth annual symposium, which will be March 21st, 2009, at the Tampa Convention Center. You should absolutely plan on attending this. It is free to the public. We had over 1,100 women attend our third annual Focus on Females Healthcare Symposium, which was March of this year. At this one-day symposium, we have over 20 physicians speaking plain English and answering your questions, giving free hour-long seminars on over 20 different medical topics. So whereas on the radio program, we talk one-on-one with you, discussing issues of importance to you with this dynamic approach, at the annual symposium, we're also face-to-face, and you'll be in a seminar room with hundreds of other women sharing the same medical problems and challenges. And this is so important because at that venue, you can actually learn a tremendous amount. As one particular breast cancer survivor had mentioned to me, not only did she learn so much from the actual seminar expert, the physician, but she also learned from others in that seminar room that were sharing their own personal experiences. And so not only do you benefit from the physician expert, you also benefit from others who have been through it before and can bring up nuances and ideas that based on their own personal experience. It's very exciting and a very successful event. Also, in addition to the seminars, we also have fitness classes. We have eight different types of fitness classes with certified trainers at the annual symposium, and these fitness classes include Pilates and yoga, resistance training, circuit training, kickboxing, Tai Chi, stretching, Zumba aerobics. We also have health screenings there and also chair massage. It's all free. The radio show, again, is a very exciting development. We just began it last week, as I mentioned. With this radio program, every week we have a different topic. So now we're reaching out to you 52 times a year here for you. You can rely upon us. We'll be here. You can go to our website, focusonfemales.com, ask a question based on the previous week's show.